Hello, my name is Jonathan Soldera, and I'm the corresponding author for the paper Management of Sepsis in a Cirrhotic Patient Admitted to the Intensive Care Unit, as the medical literature review. So, sepsis is a severe condition encountered in the ICU, and when it occurs in cirrhotic patients, it often leads to high mortality due to impaired immunity and multi-organ failure. To diagnose and monitor sepsis in cirrhotic patients, various scoring systems have been developed, including the SOFA score, the CLIF-SOFA score, the QuIC-SOFA, the MELD, and the MELD-Sodium scores. Although the proposed current management of sepsis in cirrhotic patients might follow the guidelines proposed by the Surviving Sepsis Campaign, this approach might not cause significant improvement in patient outcomes. Therefore, early recognition of infection and its source is critical, followed by timely initiation of antibiotics, fluid resuscitation with albumin, vasopressors, and low-dose corticosteroids such as hydrocortisone. Studies have shown that this approach reduces mortality in the ICU. In addition to pharmacological interventions to control the source of infection, such as surgical drainage, might also be necessary. Finally, procalcitonin levels can be used as a diagnostic biomarker in cirrhotic patients with sepsis, helping to guide antibiotic therapy and improve patient outcomes. In conclusion, timely recognition and management of sepsis in cirrhotic patients in the ICU is crucial, and early initiation of appropriate interventions, including antibiotics, fluids, and corticosteroids, may improve patient outcomes. Thank you.